This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, two separate tragedies at two separate high schools. The first one at Denver High School, where two faculty members were shot. It remains closed for the rest of the week. That according to the school district, which made the announcement at East High School. It was the scene of today's shooting that was allegedly carried out by a student there. Police say the suspect was supposed to be searched every day before entering that school due to past behavioral issues. During the search, they say he pulled out a gun and started firing. The two victims were taken to area hospitals. One underwent surgery as their injuries were life-threatening. Now to the tragedy in Colorado Springs. Police say that a student has died in a crash outside of Doherty High School. According to Colorado Springs District 11 spokesperson Deborah Ashby, it happened around 7:21 this morning near Barnes and Austin Bluffs intersection, where Barnes meets the west parking lot of the school. Doherty High School was closed for the rest of the day. No word if school will be reopening tomorrow. The Federal Reserve is hiking interest rates by a quarter point despite concerns over the banking system. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said inflation remains too high and the labor market is very tight. He added the work to get inflation down to the central bank's 2% goal has a long way to go and is likely to be bumpy. On worries over the banking sector, Powell said the system is sound and resilient and the Fed is prepared to use all the tools necessary to keep it safe. His remarks come after the recent failures of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. Classic communities are getting more time from commissioners to resubmit a request to build 450 homes in Black Forest. The first request was initially denied by the County Planning Commission. The proposed plan would build houses and open space on 142 acres of the southwest side near Volmer and Poco intersections. Some concerns of neighbors are increased traffic congestion, lower water availability, and loss of wildlife habitat. The proposed development plan would be discussed by the County Planning Commission in about 2 weeks. An El Paso County man will not spend any time in prison after pleading guilty to trying to arrange to have sex with a minor. KRDO News Radio's Bart Betzel has that story.
Stephen Greason will spend 5 years in the state's sex offender intensive supervision program and will be forced to register as a sex offender after pleading guilty yesterday. Greason was accused of trying to arrange to pay a 14-year-old to have sex with him, but his online contact was an undercover police officer, and Greason was arrested after arriving at the arranged meeting last September. Bart Bedsole, KRDO News Radio.
Well, if you're getting off of work and you're hitting a pothole somewhere in the streets of Colorado Springs, you're not alone. The number of potholes on Colorado Springs roads typically higher this time of year because of the warming spring-like days that suddenly swing back to snow and cold. Corey Farkas, Colorado Springs Public Works Operations Manager, wants to drivers like you to let them know if the streets are in poor shape.
Pothole that has been sitting there for 2 weeks. Don't assume that somebody has called it in. Go ahead and call it in. Report that pothole because, the good chance that nobody has reported it.
Warmer days are making for crews a lot easier to fix those potholes. And finally, today is Red Cross Giving Day. The nonprofit is urging people to donate blood, time, and or money for the cause. The organization provides 40% of the nation's life-saving blood supply. Information on the local blood supply drives and volunteer operations are now available on redcross.org.
Cloudy skies will continue for the remainder of the afternoon into the evening time frame. A few stray rain showers still possible through this evening. No widespread accumulations of snow, at least for the Pikes Peak region and lower terrain areas. However, if you are traveling into the high country, you will be running into some heavy snow as you get up across I-70 and portions of the San Juans. Tonight, temperatures cooler in the 20s. We do look for cooler conditions on Thursday with highs only in the 40s to near 50 degrees with sunny skies. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.